desecrate the vegetables, dog food stalls with the beefcake pantyhose. Kill the headlights and put it in neutral. Stock car flaming with a loser in the cruise control. Babies in Reno with the vitamin D. Got a couple of couches, sleep on the love seat. Someone came saying I'm insane to complain about a shotgun wedding and a stain on my shirt. Don't believe everything that you breathe. They get a parking violation and a maggot on your sleeve. So shave your face with some mace in the dark. Saving all your fruit stamps and burning down the trailer park. Yo. Cause one's got a weasel and other's got a flag. One's on the pole, shove the other in the bag. With the rerun shows and the cocaine nose job. The daytime crap of the folk singer's club. He hung himself with a guitar string. A slab of turkey neck and it's hanging from a pigeon wing. But get right if you can't relate. Trade the cash for the beat, for the body, for the hate. And my time is a piece of wax falling on a termite who's choking on the splinters. So
Smith.
Darling young one,
I've stumbled alongside of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I've crawled down 6 crooked highways. I've stepped in the middle of 7 sad forests. Been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. Been 10,000 miles on the mouth of a graveyard. It's a heart, it's a heart, it's a heart, it's a heart, it's a heart rain's gonna fall. What did you see, my blue-eyed son? What did you see, my darling young one? Saw a newborn babe with wild wolves all around it. Saw the highway of diamonds with nobody on it. I saw the black branch with blood that kept dripping. I saw the babe that was just bleeding. I saw the babe that... I'm sorry. Earth, Sol 10th, I'm sorry, could we start that section? I apologize, sorry, I'm so nervous.
How come nobody, like, applauds for us when we make egregious technical errors?
I don't know.
Why?
That was Patti Smith from the Nobel Prize Gala.
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 Galamond.
She was singing a Bob Dylan song.
Diamanda Galas.
Because Bob Dylan didn't want to show up at the Nobel Prize.
I like how obsessed you are with this. Oh, by the way, hello everybody, nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk.
Oh, I forgot to do the Spanish.
Oh, you want to do the Spanish now?
Yeah, hold on for a second.
Oh, okay. You got it?
Just keep talking.
Wait, should I have the dog?
Full of men,
I got to turn off Patty.
Yeah, turn her off.
She made up most of the lyrics to that song.
Yeah, I know.
If you were going to go,
Do you think she wants a Nobel Prize, and that's why she just showed up? Like, oh, hi, I'm Bob sent me to
Bob sent
this.
Me. He obviously didn't care enough
Will
to come.
Did you turn that off? Yeah, good. I don't want to hear her anymore. I like how she's, like, trying to sound like Bob Dylan.
It's like you can sing. Like, don't... Bob can't sing anymore. His voice is totally, you know...
Well, I mean, did they even want him to sing, or did they just want him to deliver
a lecture? No, they wanted him
to
come make a speech.
Yeah,
and he's like, no, man, I'm not doing that.
Who sent her? I don't know.
Hola y bienvenidos a Sportsy Talk. Ahora aquí están sus anfitriones, Bronwyn Say, Jimmy el Poeta.
It's an especial.
This is a especial Sportsy Talk today. Thanks to call screener John for the especial. And we applaud him, the most important member of the most trusted team in Sports Talk Radio today.
He's very important.
John. Yeah, without him, I mean, the whole show would just be that hang-up guy. Do you remember how annoying that?
That
used
was
to
like
be?
We used to spend the whole day being like, "Are you there? Hello,
are you there? Hello.
I hear
hello?
You're. Are you
hello?
Breathing? Hello,
hello. Yeah.
Are you awake? Or are you asleep?
I like that guy. I like the "Are you awake or are you asleep?" guy. He was good.
Dale asked, "Did Bob Dylan win money? He has to make a speech in Stockholm.
He gets.
And then you get $870,000.
Yeah, if he makes a speech within 6 months of winning the prize. But if he doesn't make the speech, then he doesn't get the dough.
The theme song to Sportsy Talk was sung by Young Legs. He's still working on the remix, he says.
Thank you, Young Legs.
Young Legs.
Listener Young Legs.
You're doing God's work out there. Thank you very much.
We are loving that song.
Before
that
was Beck's Loser from the album Mellow Gold.
And that goes out to our losers of the week, because in sports, there are winners and there are losers. And 2 weeks ago, Rams coach Jeff Fisher was a winner. They renewed his contract in the middle of the season.
Yeah, it was a big renewal,
yeah. And everybody's like, oh, 5 more years of Jeff Fisher. Wow. And then, like, 2 weeks later, they fired him. That's kind of weird, isn't it? Like, I think I have a 5-year extension with a lot of money. And
maybe
then
they wanted to
later,
keep him quiet. They wanted to bury, you know, he knows where the bodies are buried or
apparently,
something like that.
The Rams kind of, you know, pretty much blow.
They're awful.
They were in L.A. a long time ago when, like, Rosie Greer was in the Fearsome Foursome and all that stuff. And then they moved to
Joel
St. Louis.
Joel Youngblood.
Moved to St. Louis. Everybody hated that they moved to St. Louis, and they were in St. Louis.
They won like a Super Bowl in St. Louis.
Yeah, yeah. And then I think that was because the Cardinals moved from St. Louis to Arizona. The
yep.
Cardinals are bad this year.
They went from Chicago to then they were in St. Louis for like 40 years or something.
Yeah,
and then they went to
Arizona. So they moved the Rams from L.A. to St. Louis, and then they moved them back to L.A. And they moved back to L.A. It was this weird thing where all these teams were trying to get into L.A.
Well, they still are thinking the Chargers are going to be moving to L.A.
from San Diego.
And the Raiders are going to be moving to Las Vegas at some point.
Yeah. That's ridiculous, right?
I mean, I don't know.
We don't know.
It's as ridiculous as having a hockey team in Las Vegas called the Vegas Golden Knights.
I know. Why is Las Vegas getting sports professional?
Well, because it's a huge place. Like the television markets,
it's a big betting
market.
It's a
giant. Well, no, but they'll take all the sports betting off the. Like they'll take. I mean, how much hockey money do they do hockey betting? None. Like none, right?
Yeah.
Like none.
I don't know.
Like zero.
People who bet will bet on anything.
They should just legalize gambling, like legalize sports gambling. Because in like England, you can bet on anything. You bet on Patti Smith to screw up the lyrics to a Bob Dylan song during the Nobel Prize thing.
Yeah, somebody will take the bet.
You'd be like, oh, I got paid.
Wasn't there some weird bet that some guy did? I don't know. Yeah, some English bet. Never mind. I don't remember.
What was the bet?
I don't remember.
Great story.
It was like a little particle in a cloud chamber just like went across my brain and then just disappeared. I don't know what it was.
But like now Jeff Fisher, formerly of the LA Rams, gets paid $8 million over the next 2 years to not have to go coach that team. Like they are paying him $8 million to go someplace else.
He must be happy.
He can go to the movies.
Yeah.
All day.
I don't think he's going to go to another team, that's for sure.
No.
No.
He is one of the most mediocre coaches in the history of the game.
Wasn't he online? He was on the way to being the losingest coach ever, was he not?
Today, like the Thursday night game is the Seahawks versus the Rams, as luck would have it.
Yeah.
And if they kept him one more week and then fired him next week, like there's no way they're going to beat the Seahawks. Like they got blown out. It was like 42 to something the other day.
Yeah.
They got wiped out.
They won't beat the Seahawks. And so
he would have been the losingest all-time coach.
So they fired him just before he became the losingest all-time
coach. But I mean,
coach.
Like, there's a lot of coaches who, like, never won. Like, there was a bunch of coaches that never won a game or, like, you know, won one game or two games. But you, at some point, fire those people.
Yeah, they went.
Mediocre enough, like, 7-9, 6-10, whatever.
So you have guys that were coaches for, like, one season.
Yeah,
fired. They only won a couple games, but they lost, like, 10 games, and then they got fired. But he's just been in there losing games for years.
Losing games with the he's been mediocre for the better part
for
of the
so
last
long.
Yeah like 10
mediocre
years
for
or something
so long.
Like that.
Is that like you know like how they didn't have any quarterbacks at the beginning of the season?
Yeah, that was
like
kind
all
of
the
a
quarterbacks
problem.
All the quarterbacks got killed and there were no quarterbacks. And so is it the same with coaches? Like
yeah.
there's just a small pool of coaches and even if
yeah.
the guy is terrible, you
yeah,
have
it's
to
like
have
well,
it?
You know, I don't know. He knows basically how to do the job. Like, there's some people who get the job, and they're like, so what do I do? I stand on the sideline, and what happens now?
What? I have a clipboard, and I scream at people? What's the deal?
What? Right? Like, I have a headset? What? What am I doing with these headphones on?
We don't do
anything. Oh, you guys want me to say something over the, like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, so you get a guy that actually knows how to stand there with the headset and the clipboard.
Yeah, I mean, he
like,
knows,
well
yeah.
Fire.
He's like, oh, if we win on Sunday, then we get Monday off or something. You know, like,
yeah,
he knows all the little ins
yeah,
and outs.
Yeah, yeah,
of,
yeah.
But he's not good enough to win you anything.
Right.
Like, he's not even a good enough, like, he's a real offensive guy or a defensive guru. Like, he's not any of those things. He's just basically like, hey, I'm your vice principal. Like, I'm the guy standing here watching you lose. Don't worry about it. We're never going to win.
There you go.
I mean, there's only like 5 good coaches in the league. Everybody else is kind of going like, wait a minute, should I throw this red flag? What's going on?
They have people like upstairs who tell them when to throw
that
the flag.
That is so lame.
You know, it's like,
that's so lame in baseball. And it's so lame. It's just like there's got to be a better way to do this.
Yeah.
Where you're like, you got this little rolled up red sock and you got to like toss it on the field.
See, there was some coach a couple weeks ago who couldn't get the red flag out of his pocket. He was like, you know,
yeah,
he had it jammed in his
Belichick
his
usually has it in his own sock, so he has to go down into his sock, dig it out,
oh,
and
he puts
throw
it, in
it
his
out.
Sock?
Yeah, it's just like, what is going
on? The way I put tissues in my little
this
boot?
This is a $1 billion. Yeah, I know, your tissue was like in your boot.
Well,
I thought
I
you had like
pockets.
Stepped on toilet paper
no,
or something
no, no.
like that.
No, it's just like a tissue, but I don't have any pockets.
I just think if anything has touched my feet, it's not
it
good enough to be on.
It touched my foot. It touched my ankle.
Yeah, that's
It's in my ankle.
If it's touched my ankle, it's garbage.
Well, your ankle, yeah. It's
terrifying. I mean, I don't even know what's going on in the below my knees. I have no idea what's happening down there.
What's happening?
Because you have to like bend over to get down there. Forget
it. I can't bend my knees anymore, so that's...
Jeez.
Yeah, I don't know what to do about that.
It's rough.
Well, I can a little bit. I don't know. Long snappers. Speaking of losers, the Eagles lost.
I need to get a gig as a long snapper.
A long snapper is usually the center, right? Usually the center.
It's a center.
A center. And that is the player. We have to explain to... Because we have a lot of people who aren't really sportsy. And I don't even... I'm not sure I understand myself. But when they have to, like, bend over and throw the ball backwards between their legs to the guy who's going to punt the ball, who's going to catch the ball and punt it, right? Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And that is what the long snapper does.
It's punting in the field
goals.
They call it
the long snapper.
Long snapper.
The person that throws
the ball.
You've got
to hike it, like, 15, 20 feet.
Yeah, hiking,
like
it means, like, throwing it backwards between your legs for, like, 20 feet.
Mm-hmm.
So... It's a skill to do that properly, right? Mm-hmm. So the Eagles, the Philadelphia Eagles, favorite team of Call Screener John.
And many
other
Philadelphia
people,
metro
yes.
region.
Their long snapper got injured in the game against the Redskins.
Redskins.
We don't say that name. We say Washington.
Washington Racists.
Versus Washington Racists. Oh, I got a good baseball thing for later. Remind me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm going to write down baseball thing.
Write down good baseball thing, Washington Racists. Okay. So so he got hurt, so they brought out the backup long snapper.
Yeah.
That guy got hurt.
Yeah, what happens then?
Then they don't have a long snapper, and they need a guy.
I mean, they had,
tight
ends snapping it. They were, like, having dudes warm up on the sidelines.
They had guys that had never done it before trying to do it in the middle of a professional game. You know, they couldn't do it. So they would. So you see, like, when they actually do it and they have never done it before, it doesn't go so well. It comes out sideways, and the punter can't catch it.
No, they hiked one, and it went nowhere. Like, they missed it up.
Yeah, they messed up everything because they didn't have another long snapper. How many long snappers should each team have?
I think you should have an emergency long snapper. See, when you play hockey games, they have a third goalie that's just like a kid in the thing. So if your two goalies get hurt, they just go, well, there's a kid over there. Like, he'll play goal for the Rangers. Like, he's a 20-year-old kid. I don't know. His name's Steve.
Bring Steve in.
Get Steve. They should have a long snapper available.
They should have Steve long snapper.
They should have, like, there's a, like, your punter, they only are able to carry one punter. So what happens if your punter gets injured? It's all of a sudden, like, who's going to punt?
What, they only have one punter?
One punter.
That's terrible.
One field goal kicker.
Do?
One long snapper. We talked to long snappers at the Super Bowl.
We did.
And
media day.
I kept trying to get out of them what the secret to a great long snap was.
They didn't know.
And the guy just said consistency.
Yeah, well, they all said that. You know, we asked everybody.
He just seemed bothered by the question. He didn't know why he had to answer questions.
No.
It's like, look, pal. Look, long snapper.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I don't think he expected any press to come talk to him.
We wanted to know if he was going to make a big play in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. He said, what am I going to do? But see?
I said, what if it's the greatest long snap in history? Like, I don't understand.
He didn't want to talk to us.
What if you fake the long snap and you go for a touchdown or something like that? He could be the hero, the MVP of the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He was not amused.
No, he wasn't.
Was he the guy, the Christian guy, that tried to get us to play his music?
Oh.
Or he had like a Christian CD that he wanted
was
us to have?
Was that the guy? Was he the long snapper? Yeah, might have been.
He was a jerk.
Oh, come on. He wasn't a jerk. He just didn't understand the question. I mean,
the
we were kind of being the jerks, I have to say.
Hey, wait a minute. We're the press, okay?
I know.
The press, kid.
I'm just saying. We kind of were the jerks. So I think we could open up the call line now that we've talked about losers. The losers that we have spoken of are...
Please dial 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368.
That's beautiful.
Please dial carefully.
Yes.
And happy holidays.
That's
people
beautiful.
Want us to play Bob Dylan's Christmas record on there.
Yeah, we don't.
We're not going to do that
today.
But next week I might play I have an Adele song that I covered a couple years ago for Christmas, and then I'm working on a new Weekend. The Weekend, with the weird hair. Yeah, I'm working on a song.
Okay,
for that.
Well, you know, one of the high points of my entire life was you did a Bronwyn C. Christmas song.
We could play that too next week if you want.
I was thrilled with that. Yeah, it was kind of a Beach Boys song.
It's quality.
I was really, very excited about that. Let's see. 201-209-9368 is the number to call if you want to talk about football, baseball, sportsy things. I was at a holiday open house. You know, like,
this song goes out to someone very special.
Oh, what, we're playing it now?
I didn't know we were playing it now. Look how thin I am in the video.
I didn't know we were playing it now.
Ooh, Merry Christmas, Bronwyn. Well, in Jersey City, in the studio, there's an awesome DJ that we love and know. At WFMU, she's a real star. And if I listen to her, we'll go really far. It's a Bronwyn C.
Ooh, Bronwyn C.
It's a Bronwyn C.
Ooh, Bronwyn C.
Our show is called Sportsy Talk. It's real cool. It's the best way to spend this time of you.
Oh, that's bad.
Tight ends and I like kill. It.
We even get calls, which is a real thrill. She's a Bronwyn C.
Ooh, Bronwyn C.
She's nice to me.
DJ
She's Bronwyn
nice to
C.
me.
The most trusted team.
It's Sports Talk Radio.
The most trusted team. It's Sports Talk Radio.
It's Sports Talk Radio.
Our show is just an hour, but it really flies. And it's all about sportsy, as its name implies. She's the best co-host the host could ever have. And when I hear her radio voice, I am totally glad. She's a Bronwyn C.
DJ Bronwyn C.
And she's nice to me.
DJ Bronwyn C.
Merry Christmas.
That's a high note. I can't
that
do that
was
note.
Fantastic.
Ooh, Merry Christmas, Bronwyn C.
I'm like 25 pounds lighter in this video. It's
really?
Like 2 years
Merry
ago.
Merry Christmas, Bronwyn C.
You have to stop eating carbs.
Ooh, Merry Christmas, Bronwyn C.
Wow. You
wow.
know, that was
that made me
that really
cry in my pants.
That, really, that was such a thrill to me when you sent me that. I was really, really, really excited about it.
I'm working on some other surprises for our Christmas week show.
Yeah, well, when we said we were going to play it, I thought you meant next week. I didn't realize
well, we could
right,
play it again
right
next
this
week.
Minute. I mean that was
we'll
great. Thank you.
At any moment.
It's very exciting.
I could cue anything up.
Yeah, I never know what you're going to do on the dough. I just leave it
Cat
up.
Cat in Chicago says, Jim's version of this is much better than the original.
I
poor
like
Brian.
I know.
Was this Brian Williams? Not Brian Williams. Brian, who's the Beach Boy? Brian Williams is the guy who does the NBC News.
Not anymore.
Brian Wilson.
Brian Wilson.
Lying in bed like Brian Wilson did. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368.
Got a little. I hope you've heard about Deflategate 2.
I have heard about it, but the NFL has said nothing.
Well, that's because the Giants... Okay, the Giants played the Steelers a couple of weeks ago. The Giants
it
lost
to
the
It was 2 weeks
Steelers.
Ago. Yeah, it was a while
even
ago.
Even though the Giants beat the Cowboys this week, and the Cowboys have an excellent
did. They beat
record.
The best team in football
twice
this year.
In this season, yep. But they played the Steelers, who were, you know, not that good.
Steelers okay. are okay.
They're all right. The Giants are good. Okay, sort of.
They're both kind of okay.
Of, yeah. So they played the Steelers, and they complained that the Steelers' footballs were deflated and were soft. But they haven't filed a formal complaint with the NFL.
They
so
haven't?
They have not. So all they did was just say, oh, hey, here, refs, these balls are kind of soft. And then they didn't file a formal complaint. So until they file a formal complaint, nothing can
The
come
NFL
up.
Responded with a statement intending to douse the story before it ever became one. The officiating game ball procedures were followed, and there were no chain of command issues. Is this
chain
English?
Of command?
Is this English?
Chain of command.
Who wrote this?
I don't know, man.
The statement reads,
yes.
All footballs were in compliance, and no formal complaint was filed by the Giants with our office.
There
so
you
the
go.
Giants are only like slightly bigger, smaller whiners than those Ravens and Colts were, who were like, eh, the Patriots cheat. They scored
well, they
60
do.
Points on
Everybody
us.
Everybody knows the Patriots cheat.
Everybody cheats.
They got rid of... No, only the Patriots cheat.
That's fine. That's why we win.
I know. Of course that's why you win.
We won against last night.
Yeah.
Did you see that? You didn't watch the game. You haven't been watching the game.
But you know
you don't watch games because it's a moral choice that you've made.
Yes.
And me, on the other hand, I'm like, kill them all.
Well, I do.
Give each other brain damage.
I do turn on the radio sometimes.
That's okay.
I don't watch
Seems
the game,
all right.
but I have the radio on, and sometimes the game is on the radio. So I heard some of the game. Also, I wouldn't be able to watch it anyway, even if I wanted to, because it's on one of those non-broadcast stations that I don't get. So I couldn't have watched it. So I don't know. But I know that the Patriots won. That's what I know about last night.
The Patriots did win.
Yes.
And it was because they failed to cover a guy. Like, they were up a bunch of points, and then mm-hmm. the Ravens were coming back. And then mm-hmm. this dude went out. His name is, like, Chris Hogan or something like that. They got him from, like, the Bills for, like, 5 cents or something.
Yeah.
And he just, like, was running, and his guy was supposed to cover him, like, forgot to cover him. And so he got, like, it was like a 79-yard touchdown. The guy just going, he just like blows right by him. Mm-hmm. It was wonderful and magical, and it made me feel alive. I could play the Monday Night Football.
No, I don't want to hear
it. I think we'd get in trouble.
Yeah,
we could play it anyway.
We used to play it all the time anyhow. I don't, but there was something awesome. Something about Tom Brady.
He's great.
Oh, yeah, he got really mad at Julius Edelman.
Yeah, well, Julian Edelman's on my fantasy football team.
And
dropped like 6 balls.
Julian Edelman is like Tom Brady.
He's a stalker.
Brady.
Yeah, he's
going
to wear his skin at some point,
yeah,
like as a jacket.
Tom Brady. He moved to L.A. so he could be closer to Tom Brady or something, some crazy thing. Julian Edelman's insane.
He's a crazy person.
Yeah, a lot of the Patriots are crazy people.
Yeah, they're all pretty nuts. Gronkowski's pretty nuts.
Mm-hmm. Gronkowski's injured. He's out.
Out for the year.
Yeah, out for the
year.
That means
we'll only like get to the AFC Championship.
Hey, you just mentioned that Edelman's on your fantasy team.
Yep.
Will you do the fantasy football update, please? Because I know that Sportsy Talk Fantasy Football is now in the playoffs.
We are for week one of the playoffs.
Week one, there's 2 weeks of playoffs, right?
There are 2 weeks of initial playoffs, and then a championship game will
Whoa.
Be held. And only one winner will emerge.
And that winner will be our co-host.
Usually Danny D wins the whole thing.
Yeah, well, Danny D's won a lot, so I don't know.
He wins a lot.
I don't know if he gets
He cares a lot, and he wins a lot.
That's the key. I don't know if he's available to come in and be the co-host at this
point.
Well,
we could work around, you know, somebody's schedule.
Yeah, but, I mean, it might be somebody else. So what are the standings right now?
Let me take a look here. I'm playing Zach.
Zach.
A.K.A. Talk Sportsy to Me.
Yeah, he's
in
doing
week
well,
one,
huh?
Week
Good.
One,
yeah.
He's got 100 points because he has Tom Brady on his team. I only had 77 points. That's not that good.
No.
So week two, I got to really step up. We got to give it our all. We got to give 110%.
That's great. Zach is doing well this year then.
Zach is in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. His record is 10-3. He beat me this week, and then we got to see what happens next week.
Okay.
Danny D is down. To Blue Horses Loves
Blue
Sportsy
Horse
Talks.
Blue Horses Loves Sportsy Talks.
Listener Jim.
Yeah.
He's got 125 points. Danny D, 79. There was some crucial problem that Danny D was trying to alert me to on Twitter.
Yeah.
The other day, one of his players didn't play, and he had to pick up a jet of some kind.
Well, that's always a mistake.
Yeah, that was like,
why would you get a jet on your team?
What are you doing? Stop being crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, you want another one of these? Merry Christmas, Bronwyn!
Especial!
So everyone's saying that I rock on the thing, but
oh,
it's
that's nice.
Really, Brian Wilson gets all the credit for that song.
Like,
I mean, I don't like the original either, but.
Of course he gets all the credit for it.
Glenn writes,
oh, okay.
I tune in late and Jim is quoting the Bare Naked Ladies. Lying in bed just like Brian Wilson did.
Oh, here's the. There's a lot of Christmas music out, right, in the stores right now.
Is there?
Yeah, like if you go into, like, a store, a Rite Aid or something like that,
Rite Aid.
Rite Aid.
I mean, it's generally what I do. Most of my shopping is in Walgreens or Rite Aid or one of those places.
A store, right?
I love going there, man. You find all kinds of stuff you don't even remember you need. You're like, holy crap, I needed that.
As seen on TV. So they have these things, right? And they play alleged Christmas music.
Yeah.
They play the worst Christmas music. I don't understand these songs. There's songs where they just have the same words over and over and over, and they're not even sung, and the tune is... Okay, there's one that goes, Last Christmas, you gave me
Oh, you mean Wham.
Heart.
That's a great tune.
That's a terrible tune. That's not a tune.
Last Christmas.
No, it's not a tune, man.
I gave you my heart.
The very
but the
next
very
day,
next day.
You gave it away.
Give it away.
This year, to keep all my tears, I give it to someone special. And then they just say that over and over over. They say it like 30 times.
Yeah,
and That's not it.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Just wait for it. They're in Jeeps. Last Christmas, I gave
hate
you
this
my
song.
Heart.
It's not even a song. It's not even a song.
What happened to Andy Taylor, by the way? Andy Taylor was in Wham, and now he's...
And
is he dead?
Who's Andy
Taylor? Is he alive? He's the other guy from Wham.
How do you know this? I don't even know who I don't know who Wham is. I don't even want to...
You don't know who Wham is?
I'm not putting that up. It's horrible. That is a horrible song. And it's not even... It's not even a tune.
Give it away!
It's not even a tune. It's just... Na, 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 na,
they were the biggest band in the world when they made that song.
Over and over and over and over and over and over and over. And the other one that I really hate is The Waitresses, and I like some of the stuff that The Waitresses
Merry Christmas.
Did. Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, it's like, Robots could sing.
That's a pretty good version of that song. GW says, actually, Jim, you suck on the thing. That's very true. That's very true. Happy holidays, GW.
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
It's like robots should sing that song. It's horrible.
Andy Taylor was in Duran Duran. That can't be correct. What was the name of the guy in Wham?
Nobody was in Wham.
Wham.
It was just some horrible.
Andy Taylor, George Michael, and Andrew Ridgely. Sorry, yeah, I guess Andy Taylor.
George Michael.
George Michael's great.
Wasn't he like in
what
some
is what
bathroom?
Happened to Andrew Ridgely?
He was like picking up boys in a bathroom.
All right, so
he,
you're correct, Sean G. Andy Taylor was in Duran Duran, and Andrew Ridgely. See, that's he's so gone that I haven't heard of what he's done later.
What happened?
It says Wham, and after his Wikipedia page is giant for a guy I haven't even heard of.
He hasn't done anything. What's he done?
In 2005, George Michael and Andrew Ridgely made plans to reunite Wham for Live 8, but Ridgely pulled out at the last minute because he must have had something better to do.
He was off with Bob.
He had to work at the bookstore with Jim.
Oh, God. All right.
Sorry, Andrew Ridgely.
Wham. Yeah, I hate those songs. Those songs a lot.
What's my favorite Christmas song? Let me think here.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, The Killers. Every year, The Killers would make a new... On December 1st, which is World AIDS Day,
mm-hmm.
they would release a new song, like a mm-hmm. new original song that they'd written. And they mm-hmm. did about 10 of them that were pretty good.
Yeah.
This year they were like, they just released an album and like they did an 11th song that was like, I don't know, here's my fourth grade teacher singing like Oh Holy Night. Like he does this whole big speech.
It?
Yeah, yeah. I was like, what? Like you have ruined Christmas for me, Killers.
I don't want to hear it. I'm not going to put the door
No,
up.
I just want to see which song it was. It's literally like he's like, this teacher sang this song to me and it was really important and this I don't know why and blah 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 and we just didn't feel like recording a song this year.
Oh, God.
But they have a Christmas album out and there's like 10 great songs.
And then this.
And then there's a I don't know complete garbage
or something. What is your favorite Christmas song? Do you have one?
Don't Shoot Me, Santa Claus. That's a pretty good one.
I like Joy to the World.
Oh, you mean that's a classic?
Yeah, but I mean, it's a Christmas song. It's nice.
Little Drummer Boy is good because I lost it in like fifth grade.
Yeah.
They were playing some version. Like we had some music teacher would come in once in a while. And she was really nice. And I felt really bad. But like they kept saying the word bum. And it was like, bum, bum. And I thought it was the funniest thing in the world. And I couldn't stop laughing. And they had to send me to the principal's office.
Stop laughing at
and it was like,
boom,
boom.
Oh my god!
I just couldn't stop laughing.
I was at,
they're like, you have to leave now.
Boom,
it's
boom,
not even
boom.
That funny, and you're a jerk.
I was when you're fifth grade. It's probably pretty
it was
funny.
The funniest thing that ever happened.
I was at a holiday open house last weekend, right? And it was really nice. It's these people do this open house every holiday season, and we go and we're hanging around and. You know, and this woman comes up, and I'm chit-chatting with this woman. Oh, I really like your jacket. Oh, yeah, I silkscreened it myself, blah, 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 you know. And I said, oh, well, that's interesting. And she turns to me, and she goes, and she had this, like, lockjaw kind of accent. You know, oh, hello, yes, oh, oh, you're Bronwyn, oh, yes, you know. And she turns to me and she goes, do you know Anthony Hayden Guest? And I started laughing. I mean, it was like you in fifth grade. I couldn't stop laughing. I was just doubled over with laughter. And I was like, practically had tears coming. I was just like, I couldn't stop giggling at it. And she looked really dismayed and kind of walked off, you know, which I don't blame her. But I mean, it's just, do you know Anthony?
Do you know
Anthony Hayden?
Anthony Hayden Guest.
I was like, God, go name drop somewhere else.
Like who?
It's like, please leave me alone.
You mean Andrew Ridgely of Wham?
I want to
be Andrew Ridgely's friend.
Hey, 201-209-9368 if you want to give Call Screener John something to do.
Cat in Chicago says, I hate the Pogues Xmas song because it reminds me of my ex-husband. He was not a Pogue, just a drunk. That's
well, there you go.
In the UK, Dickie says they overplay the Pogues Xmas song, which is Fairy Tale in New York, which is kind of a good song. I mean, it's like 8 minutes long.
Well, that's a problem right there. You shouldn't have an 8 minute long Christmas
song. It's Christmas Eve in the drunk tank. Shane's actually in pretty good shape. The lady died last year, the lady who sings it with him. It's a duet.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, the boys of the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay, and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day. You don't know the song?
No.
You don't know Fairy Tale in New York?
No, I don't want to hear it either. I don't want to hear it.
We'll play it next week.
I don't want to hear it.
I'll do a drunken version of it to Bronwyn.
Because
I'll change all the words to Bronwyn.
No, because...
It was Christmas Eve, babe.
Didn't listener DJ
in
Cat...
In the drunk tank.
Didn't listener DJ Cat just say she didn't like it?
She says she hates it. That's
well, then
more
let's
than
not
that's
do
more
it.
Than doesn't like.
Well, let's not do it then.
Well, you know.
All right.
If she doesn't like it.
You want to get back to football or do you want to go into baseball? We haven't heard from Bullpen Betty yet. I wish
Bruce says,
would.
Last Christmas is the best song. I've never felt so betrayed by Bronwyn.
That is a horrible. That is the worst song ever
upside
written.
Upside down.
I hear when that comes.
Christmas,
when that comes on,
I gave you my
when I'm standing in line at like Walgreens and that thing comes on, I just.
You don't like
I,
that
I,
tune?
No,
what about
it's
all,
not a tune. There's
what about,
not even a tune to it.
There are verses, apparently. Someone
they're
on the,
not.
Someone
they're
on the thing says there's verses.
Words over.
What about Do They Know It's Christmas After All? Do you like that song?
No, I hate all these songs.
Because it's Christmas
what is
time.
Your, what is your favorite Christmas song?
Mine is Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. No, I mean, that's just the song everybody plays and everybody loves.
I hate those songs. My favorite song is Joy to the World. It's really nice because it's saying let's everybody be happy. You know?
Don't shoot me, Santa Claus. I've been a clean living boy. Whatever.
Jesus.
I don't know, something like that.
Okay, how about James Brown, Santa Claus comes
straight to the ghetto.
Santa Claus
comes straight to the
ghetto.
That's a pretty good
tune. I like that one. Santa Claus comes straight to the ghetto. I like that. Okay, that one, I'll go for that.
See, Kat in Chicago says, I would probably like your version of Fairy Tale in New York since you managed to redeem Little Saint Nick by the Beach Boys.
There you go.
Thank you.
Oh, do you want to talk about sports?
I guess we could.
I guess we could.
It's like 20. Else.
I know. There's so much sports.
Whoa, there's
to get
so
through.
Much sports. The Bengals cut kicker Mike Nugent.
Why?
Because he's awful. And they signed Randy Bullock.
Who's he?
He's a kicker. See, if you're a kicker, you can have a career until you're like 45 years old.
Yeah.
Because some teams sooner or later will go, all right, you're gone. And then they'll bring somebody else who's just another kicker. Like, if you come to work one day and they're like, oh, don't worry about it, but they have a kicker's kicking, like, it's like you're going to get fired, kicker. So they
should know that.
So Bengals kicker got fired.
At Christmas time. That's sad.
Ho, ho, ho. He'll probably get picked up by...
The Browns.
The Browns. That's like punishment. Sure. You know, the Browns have to play, in week 17, the Browns have to play Steelers. And it's like, you should just treat it like the Super Bowl. Treat it like you're going to go 0-16 this year, like... Do the Statue
they're
of Liberty
planning,
play,
they're
like,
planning, they're
blitz.
Planning. The fans, the Browns fans, are actually planning a parade if they go 0-16. They're planning a parade.
Well, because they'll get the number one pick again.
Because they might as well, right?
They will, yeah.
Hey, we have a call.
We do?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe?
201-209-9368. We're waiting to see if call screener John puts it through.
It's got to, unless it meets John's specific standards.
It's met his standard. Here we go. Ready?
It's Wham. Okay.
WFMU, you're on Sportsy Talk with Bronwyn C. and Jim the Poet.
Bronwyn?
Yes.
Hey.
Danny D., we haven't heard from you in so long.
Yeah, it's just a lot harder these days. I'm sorry.
No, we're glad
to tweet at you.
Yeah, I know.
We are frequently tweeted at.
I send you all the fabulous, you know,
stuff
related sportsy stories.
Yeah. How have you been?
I'm hanging in there, you know.
Yeah. You going to be able to come back in the second week of fantasy football playoffs?
Do you have a plan?
Robbie
Anderson's going to lead the way.
What about?
I'm really excited about that. Oh.
Do you think Randy Bullock can make a difference on the Bengals?
Why? Did they sign him?
Yes.
Mike Nugent, cut.
Randy Bullock in. Signed. Yes.
Wait, a Christmas miracle? That is
a Christmas miracle.
I swear.
Great.
I was thinking, I mean, did a fan have to die from one of his errant kicks? I really was wondering.
Kicked
what
in the
was
face?
Made.
Like
kicked
the ball face. Like kicks, hit yeah. some old lady in the face?
Well, that's like.
I mean, really, like, it was, I legitimately was starting to wonder they cut him. He's not taking, like, I figured that he's like a Putin spy or something, maybe.
Yeah, the Russians decide the outcome of most NFL games and elections.
They do. They've hacked all the NFL games.
Maybe.
So you have to ask Putin who he wants to win this week.
Absolutely.
He only missed, like, 2 kicks a week for, like, 5 weeks.
Yeah, it was like, how many kicks do you have to miss to get cut from this team? Because it's like, I don't know. They just seem to be kicking all the time, not hitting. But they brought back, so the point after field goal now is a little bit harder because it's like 30-something. So everybody's missing them all over the place now.
Nugent, in which case it's impossible.
It was not. You think Mike Nugent has a future in this league, or do you think he's all done?
I don't know. I mean, he has been around a long time. It's weird, though, because it's kickers, man. Kickers come back. I mean.
Yeah, but they called him struggling kicker, Nugent.
Right.
Struggling kicker, Mike Nugent.
You know, eventually, enough kickers get hurt and.
But it's like
I worked it out.
But it's kind of, isn't it like we were talking earlier today about coaches and quarterbacks and stuff? I mean, if you're a kicker, eventually somebody's going to need a kicker.
Sooner or later, like the you know, remember the Giants went to London and their kicker was like had been like beat his wife or something like that, and they needed a kicker right away.
Yeah,
and it was just like some dude sitting on his couch, and they're like, "Hey, Robbie Gould, you're a kicker. Why don't you get on a plane to London?"
Gould kind of like unceremoniously left the Bears, and then he got it. You never know. I mean, you look good in the practice, and all of a sudden, and it's the weird thing, he could go out there and go somewhere else and
the jet,
stop being bad.
Nugent drew the ire of fans this season for his repeated misses, and he was booed at Paul Brown Stadium while lining up for kicks this week.
Oh, no, it was bad.
Before he even kicked.
It was really, like, unfortunate.
Before he even kicked,
it was like, come on.
That's terrible.
Let him miss first.
That's terrible.
We're beating the Eagles by, like, 100 points, and they're booing him.
I mean, that's rough, man. Let him miss the field goal.
Yeah, exactly. That's terrible. But in other terrible NFL replacement news, Todd Bowles, the coach of the Jets.
Has he been fired yet?
He did not tell Ryan Fitzpatrick that he was benching him. Fitzpatrick found out after Todd Bowles was at a press conference and announced that Bryce Petty was going to be his quarterback for the last 4 games.
He found that out through the post? Like,
he didn't even know.
Why is everybody hitting me up on Twitter? Oh, I lost the quarterback.
I don't get to play this week.
Yeah, I know. He didn't even know. He found out, you know, like Todd Bowles said, oh, yeah, my bad. I should have told him first.
Yeah, oops.
Oops. Talking about losing your job,
all,
right?
Those Jets, man, are just going through the motions. They have to play the Patriots next week or something like that. Like, don't even care. Like, just start punt on first down. Like, who cares? They're all going to get fired.
They had a stirring comeback this week. The scrappy underdog Jets. They were underdogs to 1-11.
I bet I could get dollar tickets.
Yeah,
to their
they
home
were
game,
okay.
Man.
The scrappy underdog Jets. What's their? They were like 3-6 or
they're
3-9
now.
4-9.
Four
okay.
and nine after
okay,
the miracle
okay.
comeback.
All right, they were three. They were okay. They were 3-9 and playing the 49ers, who were 1-8 or something.
1-11.
1-11, and the Niners were favored to win.
Yeah,
by 3 points.
Well, they're home. They're the home team. Usually,
yeah,
a home team.
Yeah, but I mean, they were 1-11, and they were favored to win over the 3.
Well, it's a long flight.
Jets.
You know, you're pretty drunk during those games.
It's pretty sad.
But and Jeff, I'm sad.
You make a lot of drinking mouth noises. Do you know that?
I don't. You know, I've gotten
what Jeff Fisher's known for.
I'm full of eggnog. Yeah, Jeff Fisher's known. He would be a great Jets coach. He's like in the Rich Kotite of, there's no way we're going to win this week.
So
kind
we might
of Jets
as well
coach.
Have, yeah,
I mean, like, I don't know. There's a guy over there.
He could go 7-9.
He's pointing.
With the
he's putting his fingers up.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah. 7-9 would be a great Jets season.
Yeah,
that's a
great
Jets season.
The Jets.
And then, well, you talked on the Gruden news, right? That's the hot rumor.
What's
that? That the, what, the Monday Night Football guy's going
to
stop?
Would be the, willing to talk to the Rams?
Yeah, about what, coming in last place for those guys? He is. I watch Monday Night Football because the Patriots were on it, and that guy is just awful. The John Gruden, oh, my God. That guy never stops talking.
Started Kickstarter to...
Yeah, to, like, yeah, to please hire him so I don't have to listen to him anymore. I mean, he's brutal. He's like Chucky, that little... Do you remember the doll from the murder
show?
Yeah,
with a knife.
That's his nickname is Chucky, yeah.
Why? He's
brutal. And there was last night I was watching YouTube videos of people making fun of him and just doing his voice and, like, doing his whole thing. It's just some of the impressions are terrific.
It's not bad that people do impressions of him. It's bad that you sit there and watch
them.
No,
they were amazing impressions of him.
How many hits do those videos have?
Millions. Yeah. Millions.
Too many.
Lots.
Danny D., we have another call, I think.
Happy holidays, awesome. Danny D.
Well, I wanted to check in, though. I miss you guys.
We miss
Sorry
you, too.
Can't call as often.
We'll have a reunion soon.
We will.
I'm call to brag about my fantasy team because now Julio Jones is hurt and I'm playing Jets.
It's so
pathetic is that?
That's
pretty
sad.
My team got 80 points and he was like my high scorer.
Oh, my God. Well, it's good to hear from you again, Danny D. We're glad you're still there.
I'll talk to you. Very Merry Christmas.
You too.
Yep. Happy holidays.
Happy
New Year and all that stuff.
All right, good.
Hi, Sportsy fans. I'll talk to y'all soon.
Okay, cool. Thanks, Danny D. Yeah. WFMU, you're on the air with Sportsy Talk.
It's
Bullpen Betty.
Bullpen Betty. Yay, we can go on to baseball.
I just ran in for my day job because believe it or not, this gig doesn't support me.
Aww. Really? You're kidding. calling into Sportsy Talk isn't enough to live on? I can't believe it.
But I did want to mention Chapman and or...
Yeah, the Aroldis Chapman contract.
He's great.
Yeah.
Have you talked about either today?
No, we haven't. We were waiting for you. We didn't want you to do the whole thing. Yeah.
I don't have that much to say other than I like Ruben Tejada's sandwich.
What?
That's a bad joke.
Reuben, a Reuben? Bring that sandwich over here.
Hey, it's a Reuben Tejada that makes me want a sandwich.
That's a John Sterling call. It's like, Reuben's in my mouth. That's probably not his home run call.
Probably.
Reuben, someone get me a Reuben sandwich.
So
but
that
he's
that's
guy, if the listeners don't know or remember who got his leg broken when Chase Utley.
Yeah, I know that was horrible.
Him when he was on the Mets.
And mm-hmm. then we hate, that's why the Mets hate Chase Utley. But the Chase Utley always beats everybody. Like the guy's been playing for 40 years or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So he's never going to stop.
I hated Chase Utley after that too, even though, you know.
Yeah.
He's kind of a little weasel.
My team. Yeah,
they
he's
don't
kind
like
of
him.
But it's sort of like don't beat up my kid brother. Only I can beat up my kid brother.
Exactly.
You know?
How dare he?
Oh, Noah Syndergaard played Santa today for the Mets. What do you think? Is Noah Syndergaard a good Santa?
Well,
he's not old enough to be Santa.
He's not fat enough.
He's not fat enough. You need like Mo Vaughn or, you know, you need some big chunk of garbage.
Poppy.
What about, I guess Bartolo's gone. He would be an excellent
Santa. Oh, yeah, Bartolo Colonis. He's the perfect Santa.
Bartolo would have been perfect.
He would be Santa Claus.
How about?
Santa Claus.
Jeez. Hey, Bullpen Betty, I hear that there's no more women's clothes on the rookies in the MLB. The Major League
policy.
Major League Baseball is part of their new collective bargaining agreement with the players has imposed this ban on dressing rookies up as women.
Oh, I did see that headline, but what is that, a hazing thing? I didn't
Yeah,
read
it's like
about
it.
They do it to the rookies, I think.
Traditionally, the teams when the rookies come in, they make them dress up funny and walk around like dress up like the women's Olympic gymnast team and go on the subway
they,
or something
yeah,
like
they carry
that.
Like a
yeah.
pink,
I say, where
pink
do they make them
backpack
wear
around.
These outfits? I think,
oh,
you know,
on like on flights
play,
and stuff
yeah,
like
they
that.
Yeah,
they make them
wear them on flights or when they're traveling or something. They all have to dress up. And it's like
I think
it's
that's awesome. That's too bad it's banned.
Oh, I know. It's like I have to dress up like a woman every day, you know? And I mean, I don't see what's so... I mean...
Well, you know what? I'm banning you from dressing like a woman now. How's that?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
what do I do now? What will I do?
Sandy Alderson is supportive. This is from MLB Adam Rubin.
Yes.
Sandy Alderson is supportive of MLB's new policy limiting hazing Players can no longer be asked by a teammate to dress as a female costumes or as women. He says, it's something I'm very concerned about as a potential issue. I've seen it in the military for all the camaraderie it's supposed to promote. It's divisive, and I think it undercuts morale, so you've got to be very careful. I mean, they do a lot of stuff where they, like, make you dress up like superhero. They do all kinds of things because it's a long season, man, and people get bored and, you know, whatever. But, like, it is kind of stupid to, like, you know, make them dress up as women or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
it's
stupid. I'm not going to go to the mat on this one.
No, no.
So what about Chapman?
He's awesome.
Excitedly nervous.
Well, I mean, I think they might need a little bit more bullpen help, but they need kind of help in other places too. I mean, I wonder if they'll have
Chapman.
Enough.
They had Chapman,
but they got
they got some away.
They
now
got
they
some
got
good
him back
pieces
again.
For Chapman.
I know, but now they had to pay all this money.
Yeah, but
to
it's
get
just
him
money.
Back.
I mean, it's just money.
No, it's the Yankees. Yeah, it's just money.
It's just money.
Right?
What do they care?
So I think bullpen Betty, didn't you say that Chapman was going to help make you forget Robinson Cano? Is that
well? We'll
is that
see.
True?
We'll see how he does. He is a domestic violent.
Yeah.
Offender.
Yes.
So
that's not good.
Not, sure
he's not just once.
Is he still with his wife or?
Yeah, there was pictures of them the other day celebrating the World Series together, like the World Series victory, because he was on the Cubs when the World Series won.
Oh, right. Right. Yes. Remember that.
But, I mean, Robinson Cano could come back to the Yankees. I mean, at some point, Seattle's going to want to part with his contract, even though he had a great year last year. I mean, at some point, Yankees could, if they Yankees wanted to be like, oh, we're going to go over the, we're going to like pay lots of money, we're going to go around and get all these players, they could probably get Robinson Cano back.
Right. You know. I mean, but I don't know. Like, I don't know if I could take him back even though I miss him terribly.
That's sad.
I'd rather, you know, I think we should look at Manny Machado and say, you know what?
Well,
Robinson,
so there's two players. Would you be willing to spend $40,000 a year on Bryce Harper? $40 million.
$40 million.
$40 million. $40,000,
yeah. $40,000, let's do that. Yeah, get that guy on the phone.
Why not?
No, at some point, Washington will... If Washington's out of it, they'll probably try to deal Bryce Harper because he's going to ask for $40 million a year. And Bryce Harper's always wanted to be a Yankee.
I know.
He's a great...
But that's Looney Tunes, isn't it?
What? It's just money. It's just the Steinbrenners' money.
Nobody cares.
They just raise ticket prices. What difference does it make to them?
Yeah. They'll get more.
You always make more money.
I'm probably a closet... I should be a Mets fan.
Okay,
but
here's
you're
what, okay,
not.
Wait, but here's
right,
what the
based
here's
on my political and economic, you know,
that's
point
sad.
Of view.
That's the saddest that's the saddest thing I've ever heard you say. The Mets, by the way, have invited Tim Tebow to spring training.
Yeah, but not in the major league, in the minor league.
No, they want him to come to spring training in
The minor league.
No.
Port St. Lucie.
No, in Port St. Lucie. They have invited Tim Tebow to show up at Port St. Lucie. They have. They
and
have.
Not dressed as a girl.
Not dressed as a girl.
Not dressed as a girl.
Not dressed as the Pope. Not dressed as anything. No. No, he's going to show up.
I think he's just invited to minor league camp.
No, he is not.
He has no chance of making
the major league team. No, he has no chance of making the major league team, but they have invited him to Port St. Lucie.
This is Tim Tebow won't commit to being at Mets spring training.
See?
This is November 29th.
Yeah, he's coming.
Yeah, this is from the New York Post. He may not be lighting it up on the baseball diamond, but his aura still lights up a room.
Oh, his aura. His halo.
But I want to get back to Manny Machado.
Manny Machado, terrific third baseman for the Orioles.
Right, we
will
need
be a free agent
Headley,
in like 2 years.
Wet, gray mop like
Chase
out there.
Headley's terrible.
He's
not
Manny
a Yankee.
Manny Machado is like 12 years old.
If you're a Yankees third baseman,
I mean, he'll be a lot, but
if you're a Yankees third baseman like Chase Headley and you're not really doing anything else, the least you could do is grow a mustache. Like a really big Thurman Munson looking kind of thing. Like you're a big tough guy, like a Goose Gossage kind of thing.
How would that help anything?
It would help because you look like a Yankee when you have like an awesome mustache because that's
like
the only.
From 1977.
Yeah, that's the only thing you could do.
Yankees.
You look like one of those.
I don't think there's anything you can do with Chase Headley to, you know.
Spice him up? You don't think you can spice him up in any way?
No. He's just like as bland as a human being, you know.
Yeah, he is literally a manila envelope of a man.
That is sad.
And unfortunate.
You can't call him that.
I just did. Oh. Come get me, Chase Headley.
Come get me, Chase.
It'd be the only
Headley.
Hit you got all year is getting me. You baby.
He makes a good sum of money too.
Yeah, he got paid. Yeah, he
all
got
right,
paid.
Good.
So he's laughing all the way to the bank. Don't you worry. Don't worry about him.
Someone on the boards at Glenn on the boards.
5 million.
10 point what?
What? For Chase Headley? What?
$10.25 million in they say his salary in 2014.
I'm glad that the Bronwyn C. Make-A-Wish Foundation is not going to be contributing tickets to us this coming season.
Well, that's
so
okay.
We'll
sneak into the games. There'll be nobody there.
We won't see Yankee games.
Glenn asks, is Tim Tebow still a virgin? I don't think they're allowed to play in the Major League Baseball.
Oh, the Virgins?
Are the Virgins? The Virgins were a team for a while out of Portland, I think.
Are Virgins allowed to play in
the Portland Virgins are in last place again.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, exactly. It's I don't know.
I don't think he's still a virgin. Yeah,
I think he's still a virgin. He's not married yet, so he's probably still a virgin.
He's waiting for the
right girl or boy or whatever he's waiting for.
Jesus to come along.
I don't
along.
Know what he's waiting for.
Right, alligator.
What's he waiting for?
Betty, what can the Yankees do between now and Christmas? Because everybody takes 2 weeks off between Christmas and New Year's and first week. That's when all the baseball guys go away. What do you think the Yankees can do between now and Christmas to make it a Merry Christmas for all Yankees fans?
What can they do? They can not get in trouble.
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
That'd be good.
My doorman went to the Dominican Republic a week or two ago on vacation, and when he came back, he clearly had been away because he was extremely tan, and I said, I guess you went away. And he said, yes, and Cano, CC and one other like superstar whose name I'm not remembering were staying at the same resort as him, and he like hung out and got photos with them.
Oh, cool!
Wow.
I want to know how much does my doorman get paid?
Exactly, right? If he could go to the same resort as CC,
New York,
that's a good gig, man.
You're a doorman, you get to hang out with like you know Major League Baseball stars on vacation. Mm-hmm. That's how much money.
That's pretty fancy.
Well, happy holidays, Betty. We hope to talk to you again very soon.
Yep. We got to get off the air now, but thanks for calling.
Are you on next Tuesday?
Yeah, we're on every Tuesday.
As far as I know.
6 or 7 until they tell us to stop.
What? Right what on. Have you heard?
Nothing, never mind.
Oh, what? We got traded to the Browns?
We'll talk to you soon. Thanks a lot.
All right,
bye-bye. I
that
love
is
Betty.
Bullpen
she,
Betty.
She
find
is
her
our,
on the internet and be delighted.
I didn't get to tell her that there is a New York State license plate driving around out there that
there
says Yah Jeets on it. Did you see the picture?
I did see it.
Yeah.
You tweeted at us.
Yeah, I did. I tweeted it at Sportsy Talk.
I'm trying to get tickets for the Jeter ceremony. Which
ceremony?
Is on like it's on the Saturday before Mother's
Day.
Oh,
no, man, Mother's that Day. Is already sold
out. No, I know a guy who knows a guy
is,
who
no,
killed a guy
on.
Who knows a guy.
You don't know how expensive those things are.
No, we're going to get them for free. What are you talking about?
How can we get them for
free?
We're
big-time radio
sports
stars.
Sports people.
We have a podcast.
Right. Yeah, we do, as far as we know. I mean, somebody told us we did.
Somebody listens.
Some people listen, and I appreciate that.
Vladimir Putin's listening.
I know he is.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU. Palace,
sad baby eyes.
Did you say sad Krampus eyes?
Yeah.
Krampus
Murakami
is awesome.
Wywolf says sad Krampus eyes.
All right.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County. We're at 91.9 FM and all over the world. You can listen to us online at WFMU.org. O-R-G.
We have 55 seconds. Before we have to get off the
don't
air.
Don't you say something nice about...
What?
Good night.
Oh, yeah, right. Thanks for inviting us into your home tonight. And may God bless.
See you next week.
I hope.
Sad virgin eyes.
Tim Tebow.
Thank you. You're listening to Morricone Island on WFMU. I'm your host, Evan Levins, here every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. playing the soundtrack hits from the past, present, and future. We have a special guest, Dr. Lillian Gershenson Carson, daughter of Joseph Gershenson, the head of the music department for Universal Pictures, loosely from 1949 to 1969, responsible for over 300 productions, also a producer in his own right of many films. He has over 40 to 50 credits as the producer or executive producer, also conductor of the time. He got his start in the 20s as a silent film accompanist, born in Kishinev, Russia, now Moldova, in 1904. Unfortunately, passed at the age of 84 in 1988 in Woodland Hills, California, Los Angeles. His last film, Sweet Charity, the music supervisor, conductor, music director, Shake His Gun in the West, The Reluctant Astronaut, and The Ghost and Mr. Chicken, two of my favorites, Vic Mizzi, of course, composing for that. Madam X, Shenandoah, Mirage, which was composed by Quincy Jones. Gathering of Eagles, Jerry Goldsmith. The List of Adrian Messenger, Freud. The U.S. version of King Kong vs. Godzilla, Come September, Henry Mancini. Co-conductor, uncredited music supervisor for Spartacus, Alex North Spartacus. Pillow Talk, composed by the great Frank Duvall. Touch of Evil, from 1958, The Benny Goodman Story, Abbott and Costello Meet the Mummy, uncredited Mancini, Hans J. Salter, Lou Mowry, and Irving Gertz, Magnificent Obsession, some of my favorites. Thank you.
Thank you.